Title: Delay Throw Automation in Ableton Beginner, Drum and Bass Focus. Alright, let's talk about one of the fastest ways to make your drum and bass arrangements feel intentional, spacious, and pro without turning your mix into soup. Delay Throw Automation. A delay throw is exactly what it sounds like. You take a sound, like a vocal chop, a snare, a stab, maybe a horn hit, and you throw it into a delay for just a moment. It echoes out into the space and then it's gone. The key is that it's brief. You get excitement and atmosphere, but your drums stay punchy and your low end stays solid. In DNB, this is absolute gold for phrase endings, little call and response moments, and transitions like the last snare before bar 9, 17, 33. You know the vibe. It's like punctuation for your arrangement. Today we're doing the clean workflow. One return track with a delay on it, and we automate the send amount so only specific hits feed the delay. Let's build it step by step. First, quick prep. Set your project tempo around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is totally fine, but 174 is a great default. Make sure you've got at least a basic drum pattern, with a snare on 2 and 4, some kind of vocal chop or stab that hits occasionally, and a bass line rolling underneath. Delay throws work best on short, punchy sounds. If your source sound is super long and roomy, it'll keep feeing the delay longer than you think, and the throw won't feel tight. So if your vocal chop has a long tail, consider trimming it or using a tighter sample. Now, create the return track. Go to the return area in Ableton, right-click, and choose Insert Return Track. Name it a delay throw. This is the pro setup because any track can use it. It's easy to manage globally, and you keep your individual channels cleaner. Instead of inserting a delay on every track, you've got one great delay bus. Now let's build the return chain using stock devices. On return A, add echo. Ableton's echo is perfect for this. If you don't have echo for some reason, you can use delay, but echo is ideal. Set echo to sync mode so it locks to tempo. For a starter throw, choose either a quarter note or an eighth note dotted, which is also called 3/16. That dotted feel is very DNB, very rolling, very answering the groove. If you want faster jungle chatter, try 1/8. Set feedback somewhere around 25 to 45%. You want a tail, not a never-ending spiral. Think accent, not takeover. Very important, because this is a return track, set dry/wet to 100%. Wet only. If you leave dry in there, you'll duplicate the original signal and it can mess with timing and clarity. Now let's filter it. This is where most beginners level up instantly. High pass the delay so it doesn't steal your sub. Set the high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. In DNB, I usually land around 250 or 300 as a safe start. Then low pass the delay so it's a bit darker than the original, usually somewhere around 5 to 9 kHz. Try 7 kHz as a nice middle ground. You can add a tiny bit of modulation if you want movement, like 5 to 15%, but keep it subtle. We're going for controlled throws, not seasick wobble. Next device, add saturator after echo. Turn on soft clip. Drive it about 2 to 6 dB. Let's say 4 dB as a starter. This does something really useful in a dance DNB mix. It helps the repeat stay audible without you cranking the return volume. It adds grit and presence in a controlled way. Then add EQ8 after saturator. Yes, we already filtered in echo, but this is your final safety net. Add a high pass around 200 to 350 Hz. I'll do 250 as a starting point. And if the repeats feel a little pokey or annoying, you can do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Optional safety move while you're learning. Put a limiter at the very end of the return. Not because you want it smashing, just so if something goes crazy, you don't blast your ears. If the limiter is constantly working, that's your sign the send is too hot or your feedback is too high. Cool. Now routing. Go to the track you want to throw. Let's say it's a vocal chop track. Find send A, which routes to A. Delay throw. Start with it all the way down, negative infinity, off. Also, keep your return fader around 0 dB to start. The return fader is like the master level of the effect bus, but the main control for throws is going to be the send automation on the source track. Now the fun part. Automation. Hit tab to go to arrangement view. Press A to enable automation mode. On your vocal chop track, open the automation lane chooser and select sends, then send A. Here's the concept. The send stays off almost all the time. And then, at the exact moment you want the throw, you quickly push it up and immediately back down. Let's do three practical shapes you'll use constantly. First, the quick spike throw. This is the classic. Right on the hit, jump the send up to around -6 to -3 dB. then drop it straight back to negative infinity right after the hit. This gives you that clean echo without washing the whole phrase. Second, the small ramp throw. Instead of a perfectly vertical spike, you ramp up very quickly just before the hit, maybe up to -9 or -6 dB, and then you drop it after. This feels more musical, especially on vocals. And quick teacher tip here, if your spike sounds clicky or harsh, don't be afraid to make the ramp tiny but real, like a 5 to 30 millisecond ramp up and down. That's basically simulating how a human would move a knob, and it can sound smoother. Also, with vocals, try sending the delay slightly after the consonant, like, you let the T or K sound stay dry for clarity, then the vowel blooms into the delay. That micro-timing trick keeps the vocal intelligible and still gives you that lush throw. Third, the end of phrase throw. This is the DNB arrangement classic. On the last snare of bar 8, or bar 16, push the send a bit higher for impact. Try -3 dB, or even up to 0 dB briefly, then back down. It makes the transition feel bigger without adding more layers. Now let's make sure it sits right in a drum and bass mix, because DNB is dense. This audio version is shortened for playback.